该书第七章
Hebrews chapter 7。
我们上一次讲到什么地方？
When did we start the last time?
你们还记得吗？
Can you remember?
请把这个翻译员的 amplification 放大声一点。我们大家看希伯来书第七章，我们要从第十八节开始来读。
We're going to read from verse 18 onwards.
一直读到第二十八节。
Till we reach verse 28.
七章第十八节开始来读。
7:18.
我们轮流来读。
Responsive.
先前的条例既软弱无益，所以废掉了。律法原是一事无成，就引进了更美的指望。靠这指望，我们便可以进到上帝的面前。再者，耶稣为祭司，并不是不起势力的。你们一同来读。至于那些祭司，原不是起势力的，只有耶稣是起势力的。因为那立他的对他说：“主起了誓，绝不后悔。”你是永远为祭司，既是起势力的，耶稣就做了更美之优的中保。那些成为祭司的数目本来多，是因为时的阻隔不能长久，这位祭司永远长存，他祭司的责任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到上帝面前来的，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。像这样圣洁无瑕疵无玷污严厉罪人高过诸天的大祭司，原是与我们合一的。他不像那些大祭司，每人必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。一同读二十八节。律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话，是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们已经打开你的话，恳求如今打开我们的心，照亮我们的心眼，开通我们的心窍，使我们领受你真理之后，我们就有新的看法，我们不回头走错误的道路，我们可以从迷途中间回来，归正归顺正途。所以我们感谢你，因为你的话就有这样的能力，使人归正，教导人学义。我们感谢你，你的话里面存有信心的种子，所以我们因听到产生信仰，因为你说信道是从听到来的。恳求你给你的仆人当讲的话语，给我们将你发你的同感引领，把你的真理传讲清楚，使众人等候你的话不抱愧蒙羞，在你的真理上面建造我们永远的生命。感谢赞美奉耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里看到希伯来书的作者非常勇敢的向整个历史挑战。
Last week we see that the author of Hebrew boldly challenged the entire history of man.
他一个人对整个民族来挑战。
A single person challenges the entire nation.
他一时的话语对整个传统来挑战。
And for a moment of time he challenges the entire tradition.
因为希伯来文化里面认为最可以夸口的就是律法。
Because the Hebrews boast in their tradition about the law.
他竟然大胆的说律法需要更改。
But he was so bold to say that the laws need to be changed.
律法是从上帝来的。
The laws came from God.
律法是上帝的话吗？
Is it the word of God?
如果律法是上帝的话，为什么需要更改？
If it is indeed the word of God, why should we change it?
神是不变的。
God does not change.
神的话是安定在天，直到永远。
His word is established in heavens forever.
如果是这样的话，为什么他敢说律法要更改？
If that were the case, then why should it be changed?
律法到底是有功效或者没有功效？
Is there effectiveness to the laws?
律法到底是有用处或者没有用处？
Do we need the law?
所以呢，希伯来书的作者在下面这一段，今天我们读的圣经更勇敢的进一步，更极端的，更绝对的提到旧约要废去。
The author of Hebrew goes even one step further to talk about the Old Testament going away.
所以他在这里告诉我们，不但律法是要改变。
And he said, not only should the law be changed.
他说这些条例是毫无益处的。
He says the former regulation is set aside because it was weak.
废掉,
and it could be set aside.
不但已经废掉了,
not only that.
而且律法原来是一事无成,
it says the law made nothing perfect.
这句话太伤犹太人的心,
and these words are hurting to the Jews.
这句话太大的改革,
it changes everything.
用现在的名词来说, 这是the most radical paradigm shift.
And this is a paradigm shifting.
这是太大的改革,
a big change.
因为这个改革一成功的时候,
because when this change occurs,
人类不会再走过去那条路,
we will not move in the past pathway.
这个思想的这个典范,
and the way we think,
整个思考的范畴,
and the way that we structure our thinking process,
已经这个新的方向, 新的原则, 新的范围里面发展起来了,
will develop in a new structure, a new concept.
这个希伯来书的作者到底是谁?
Who was this author of Hebrews?
他凭着什么权柄讲这些话?
With what authority did he say this?
他从哪里借来这样的胆量?
Where did he get the courage?
律法要更改,
that the laws need to be
fulfilled. 归条是没有用的,
that it has made nothing.
都要回去,
and all this must be set aside.
律法也是一事无成,
it made nothing perfect.
从表面看起来,
from the surface,
就是和耶稣基督的话是相违背,
it seems to be against what Jesus said.
神自己的原则也是相违背,
and against God's principle.
所以犹太人可以恨死, 他不愿意接受他任何一点的这个改变,
and so the Jews would hate him and would not accept him.
但是我们基督教知道这是神的启示的一部分,
but as Christians we believe this to be revelation of God.
我一定要解决这个矛盾,
and we must understand the irony.
如果耶稣基督说我来不是废掉先知,
if Jesus said I came not to get rid of the prophets,
我不是废掉律法,
or to abolish the laws,
我乃是成全律法,
but to accomplish.
耶稣自己说律法里面的一点一划都不会去,
Jesus himself said not a dot in the law will be
satisfied.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but not a single dot in the law will be satisfied.
那么到底希伯来书的作者曾经听过耶稣讲这个话吗?
Did the author of Hebrew heard Jesus say all this?
他是不是真的明白上帝的心意?
Did he understand the will of God?
为什么在这里讲出这样无情, 这样绝对, 这样极端的话语?
Why did he have such extreme statements here?
既然这个制度改变, 祭司的制度已经改变了, 律法也要改变。
Since the system of priesthood has changed, the law must change.
因为这些条例是无益的,
because these regulations are useless.
所以要毁掉它,
and we need to set it aside.
因为律法原则一事无成的,
it has made nothing perfect.
到底他要表达的是什么?
What was he trying to say?
是不是反抗上帝在旧约里面所赐下的话语的这种革命?
Was he trying to have a revolution against God's word in the Old Testament?
是不是要把新旧约把它拆开来, 变成不能一致, 不相辅相成的两个不同的片段?
Was he trying to give us two different covenants without any interaction?
是不是盼望基督徒信了耶稣基督以后, 就同旧约一刀两断?
Was he, what, did he want Christians to be separated from the Old Testament?
所以这两段是很勇敢, 也是很难解释的圣经。
Therefore, these two verses are very bold but very difficult verses to explain. We want to look at it from the principles. The Lord Jesus said, Gospel of John chapter 6 verse
63,
that which made man live is the spirit.
肉体是无益的,
the physical body is useless.
他把这两句话讲完了以后就说, 所以我对你们讲的话就是灵就是生命。
And then after that he said, the words I've spoken to you is spirit, is life.
那么既然耶稣讲过这种无益的事情的话,
and since Jesus mentioned something to be useless,
是不是我们可以从这句话就肯定说, 耶稣是厌世主义者, 是反对肉身的, 是认为肉体是完全没有用处的呢?
Then we conclude then that Jesus Christ thinks that the physical body is of no use.
不是的,
no.
耶稣基督如果认为肉体是无益的,
if Jesus thought that the physical body is useless,
为什么他自己道成肉身呢?
Why did he come incarnate in the flesh?
如果耶稣基督认为肉体真的是无益的,
if Jesus thought that the physical body is useless,
可以为他的身体的存在感谢上帝。
How can he give thanks for his very presence?
上帝啊,
he said, God,
我来了是要遵行你的旨意。
I come to fulfill your will.
你已经为我预备了身体。
Because you prepared the body for me.
所以身体的存在, 耶稣基督并没有反对, 也没有说他是绝对没有益处的。
Thus Jesus did not object to the presence of the body.
如果他是那样讲的话,
if he indeed said that,
那么他的思想就套在 Gnosticism 唯自派异端的这个度数的里面。
The way he think would be like the Gnostic, which is a heretic.
And Gnosticism 告诉我们,
the Gnostic says,
是灵自善而物质万恶。
The spirit is absolutely good, but the physical body is evil.
人之所以能犯罪, 因为这有肉身的, 有肉体的情欲里面, 所以人不得不犯罪。
And we sin because we have a physical evil body.
人只能够离开肉身之后才能完全没有犯罪的可能。
We are only able not to sin when we leave our physical body.
所以唯自败的这修, 整个异端就是灵是至善的。
And these heretics believe that the spirit therefore is absolutely good.
肉体是万恶的。
And the physical body belongs to the evil realm.
那么如果耶稣基督也走这句话的,
if Jesus said the same thing,
也相信这句话,
and believe this,
那这样呢我们就看见整个圣经就不一致性了。
The entire Bible will not be consistent.
那么如果耶稣基督不是这样相信的话,
but if that were not the case,
为什么耶稣要说肉体是无益的呢?
Why did Jesus say the body is meaningless?
所以这里就给我们看见字句的有限性。
Here we see the limitation of words. And the spiritual meaning, the transcendence of the spiritual meaning. The general principle of the Bible says that we should not have a literal understanding. We must understand the spirit behind the word. The word brings us to death. But the spirit behind the word
lives us.
If we have this principle and we look at John
6:63,
we have a conclusion. There is a definite meaning to what Jesus said about the physical body. What is this meaning then? That is the earlier sentence would explain the later one.
叫人活着乃是灵,
that the spirit is the one that makes us live.
肉体是无益的,
the physical body is useless.
把这两句话联合起来的时候,
when we join both these sentences,
你就知道在叫人活的事情上,
it means that that which makes us live, the body has no part in it.
这句话不能分开做,
we cannot separate it and say Jesus declared the body to be useless.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
圣经里面这些, 这个非常严谨的结构,
the structure in the Bible,
同前后一致的总原则,
and the principle of order and priority,
成为我们结晶的钥匙,
become the key to our explanation of
the Bible. 耶稣基督说, 叫人活的是灵,
Jesus said it's the spirit that gives us life,
叫人活的不是身体,
and not the physical body.
身体 is in a 灵性存在而活着,
the body lives because of our existence of the spirit.
灵魂不是因为身体存在而存在,
but the spirit does not exist because of the body.
但人的灵魂离开他的身体的时候,
when the spirit leaves a body,
他的身体不再是身体, 变成尸体,
the body becomes a corpse.
他的功用不再有功用, 完全没有, 没有功用,
it doesn't function at all.
所以说肉体是无益的,
in this sense the body is useless.
不是说身体没有用处,
not that the body itself has no meaning,
本身是不能叫人活,
but in the matter of living the body has no part.
所以当你用这个原则的了解去解释希伯来书第七章这一段的时候,
when you use the same principle to look at this passage in Hebrews,
你就恍然大悟,
you will have to understand it.
希伯来书的作者不是说律法没有功用,
the author of Hebrew is not saying that the law is useless. He was not saying that it's completely useless. But that in the matter of salvation, the law is useless. Then you will understand what it's trying to say. And we will understand whether the law has purpose. Was the law given by God?
是,
yes, it was. Was the law the word of God?
是,
yes, it was.
律法里面到底有真正的意义吗?
Has there true meaning in the law?
有,
yes, it does.
律法的意义跟律法的功用是怎么样的呢?
What is the meaning and purpose of the law?
我们在圣经里面看到律法有消极性的功用,
in the Bible, we see the law having passive and active purposes. But from the matter of salvation,
律法消极性的功用加上积极性的功用整个加起来还是消极,
whether passive or active together, it is still passive in its result.
这是从旧书来看, 律法是一事无成,
from the angle of salvation, the law does not accomplish anything.
而不是说律法的本身是一事无成,
it doesn't mean that the law itself is meaningless.
这是从生命的角度来看, 律法是有毁掉,
from the angle of life, the law needs to be abolished. It doesn't mean that the law in itself is without value.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus said, do not think that I come to abolish the law.
相反的,
conversely, I come to accomplish the law.
所以律法本身有它的价值,
the law itself has meaning.
律法本身有它的功用,
it has its function.
而律法需要基督来成全,
The law needs Jesus Christ to be complete.
那是那些在律法中间不能得救的人，靠着耶稣基督所成全的，可以领受生命。
So that those who cannot be saved under the law can be saved because of Jesus Christ.
这样从一个角度来看,
from this angle,
这段圣经是革命性的挑战。
This passage in itself is revolutionary in nature.
另外一个角度来看,
from another angle,
这些圣经给我们看见，要从更高层次的亮光去看见那些比较低层次的神的话语。
This Bible verse tells us that we need to look at this from a more macro idea to understand the illumination of God. Then you say, does that mean that the Word of God has different levels?
当然是如此,
of course, that is the case. Because His revelation is progressive in nature.
不能把比较困难的事情先启示,
He does not reveal that which is more difficult first.
一步一步把人带到更深一层的地步里,
but step by step He leads us into deeper
truths.
And it's in eternal view He wants to let us see the limitation in our temporal state. When you look at the entire Bible from this angle,
你就知道什么叫做上帝旨意的安排。
You will see the will of God in His arrangement.
神是有次序的。
God has order.
神是按部就班的。
God moves in a certain order.
神是按照适当的时机把适当的话语赐给人的。
In the right time, He gives us the appropriate word.
而且律法被赐下来不是在原先的计划里面。
The law was given not in His original purpose. The giving of the law is not part of eternal will of God. The Apostle Paul tells us in a certain sense. He says the law is added on. In our first place, it was not there. Not in His eternal will.
所以你不能把律法的神的话语的程式同上帝救赎性的话语的程式
So you cannot compare the law with the salvation plan of God. That is why we say there are different levels in the Word of God. Different higher and lower levels. Yes.
有高低不同的层次,
there are different layers.
这样从新约的启示使我们可以看回旧约的启示的价值到哪里。
The revelation of the New Testament tells us the value of the revelation of the Old Testament.
一个真的明白新约的人，他才足够资格去解释旧约。
A person who truly understands the New Testament qualifies to understand the Old Testament.
新约的经义是解释旧约字句的master key.
The spirit of the New Testament is the master key to explain the Old Testament.
在新约里面所传的信息，隐藏着看清楚。 旧约赐下来的目的安排跟次序是怎么样的？
From the messages of the New Testament, we understand the purpose of the Old Testament.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
从这个角度来看,
from this angle, then,
你就明白为什么这律法要废去。
You will understand why He says that the law needs to be set aside.
律法一事无成,
that He has accomplished nothing.
这些条例都是无益的。
And He has made nothing perfect.
那么律法本身有什么益处？
What is the purpose of the law?
律法本身有什么不能废掉的？
What is it that cannot be set aside?
律法本身有什么功用的？
What is the function?
律法本身有一些功用。 是消极性的, 但是却不能废掉。
There are some passive functions that cannot be set aside.
每一个时代都需要这些消极性的功用。
Every generation needs these passive functions.
那么你说这消极性的功用是什么？
What are these functions then?
第一样,
the first one.
律法要堵住人的口, 使人不为自己的罪在神面前辩护。
The law will shut us up so that we cannot debate about our own sin.
一个人为自己的罪强辩, 试试看可以把自己说成是没有错误的，这种的情形历来都是一样的。
For more generation, we like to defend ourselves to say that we are not sinning.
所以罗马书三章十九节就把这三个消极性的功用提出来了。Romans
chapter 3 verse 19 show us these three functions.
律法就塞住了人的口。
The law will shut us up.
使我们不能再为自己辩护。
That we may not defend ourselves
anymore. 使我们再不能再用理论来遮盖自己的罪恶。
That we cannot cover our sins by reasoning.
第二样,
Second,
律法使人附在上帝的审判之下。
The law brings us in under the judgment of God.
律法告诉我们你应当受审判。
The law tells us that we need to be judged.
你在神的下面受审判是应该的。
That we ought to be judged under God.
这是律法的第二个消极的功用。
This is the second passive function of the law.
律法的第三个消极的功用是什么？
The third passive function.
律法叫人知罪。
the law help us
understand.
When the law comes, we know that we have against
this law.
Under the illumination of God, the law we see we are against
God. 因为第七章罗马书告诉我们律法彰显了上帝的良善、公义、圣洁。
Romans chapter 7 tells us the law illuminated the righteousness of God.
我们看到律法以后,
when we see the law,
我们才知道我们的神是良善的,
then we know that our God is good. In the same manner, we know that we are not good.
当我们看见上帝的圣洁的时候,
when we see the holiness of God,
我们就揪到自己的不圣洁,
we understand our own unholiness.
当我们明白上帝的公义的时候,
when we understand His righteousness,
我们就揪到自己的不义,
we understand our own
unrighteousness.
The law tells us all sin.
These
are three passive functions of the law.
堵住人的口,
it shuts us out.
叫人降服在上帝审判之下,
it brings us under the judgment of God.
使人知罪就悟起来,
it awakens us to our sins.
那么你说律法的功用就是这些吗?
Are these the only functions of the law?
不是的,
no.
这些是律法的消极性功用,
these are its passive functions.
那律法的积极性功用是什么呢?
What about its active functions?
就是把人带到上帝的面前,
that is, it brings us in front of God. It leads us to Jesus Christ. That we may know we are sinners. That we know we are without help. That we cannot save ourselves. The law says you must come to God. Only before Jesus Christ. And there may be hope in Him. The law says I cannot save you. In this matter, I have made nothing perfect. It's no use just to obey all of my laws. Just neglecting one means that you have sinned against
God.
Under the law, there's only judgment and death.
保罗在加拉太书就提到律法的积极性的功用。
The apostle Paul says in Galatians,
他们讲呢,
what did he say?
他说呢，律法像迅猛的师傅一样。
He says the law is like a teacher.
什么叫做迅猛的师傅呢?
What sort of teacher?
The enlightened teacher.
A teacher of enlightenment.
好像一个幼稚园的老师一样的。
Like a teacher in a kindergarten.
这个从来没有读过书的,
a person who is completely
ignorant, 从来没有上过课,
who has never attended any
lesson, 从来没有受过教育的,
who has not received some education,
小孩子,
like a child,
就像幼稚园的学生一样,
like a child in a kindergarten.
那老师要开窍,
and the teacher need to illuminate,
老师要照明他,
and enlighten him,
老师要启发他,
and inspire him.
所以各样的动作, 用各样的比喻, 用各样的可能性, 使他的心窍开通起来,
all kinds of action, all kinds of lesson to illuminate the child.
当他受了这种启发之后,
after being illuminated and enlightened,
然后他现在可以把心打开了,
the person is able to open his heart,
现在可以受更深的教育,
and understand higher
understanding. 主的时候老师，这个幼稚园的老师就把他带到小学的老师那里去。
The kindergarten teacher will bring the person to a primary school.
这个叫做迅猛的师傅。
This is a teacher of enlightenment.
原来在保罗的时代,
in the era of Paul,
许多有钱的家都在家里面请了一些迅猛的师傅。
There are many rich families that have private tutors.
来帮助启发孩子们的智慧，他们的思想。
To help to enlighten their children.
当这些人进到学府里面去的时候,
when these enter institutes of education,
已经有足够的装备, 有了相当充分的启蒙,
they would have been adequately prepared.
这个叫做迅猛的师父,
these are teachers of enlightenment.
迅猛的师父真正的荣耀是什么呢?
What is their true glory then?
就是当他把一个受过他训练的孩子带到真正的老师面前的时候，他可以接受老师一切的教育。
His purpose is to bring the child to receive higher learning.
这样给我们看见律法的消极功用跟律法的积极功用。
Then we see here the passive and active purpose of the law.
对，这律法就像这样的工作。
The law does all this work.
最后把人带到基督耶稣面前。
Finally bringing us before Jesus Christ.
那么你说律法是有用的吗?
Is there a purpose then?
有用的。
There is a purpose.
你说律法是有用的吗?
You say there's a use to it.
没有用的。
There's no use.
为什么说又是有用又是没有用的?
Why do we say both things at the same time?
在使人受启发, 使人知道自己的罪上, 律法是有用的。
The law is useful to enlighten us about our sins.
使人得着赦罪, 使人得着新的生命, 得救, 律法是无用。
But in a matter of forgiveness, the new life and salvation, it is useless.
那你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
这就是律法与救恩之间的关系。
This is a relationship between the law and salvation.
我下面一段的时间讲得更清楚。
I want to go into further detail.
那你就把整个圣经串联起来。
You may be able to see the entire Bible in this
angle. 你看见神的工作是贯彻始终的。
You will see the consistency in the work of God.
神的赐的话语旧约新约是相辅相成的。
The Bible in the old and the new is coordinated.
前后一致的。
Consistent from the beginning to the end.
这样你才不会随便接近。
Then you will not take the Bible lightly.
那么律法跟福音之间的关系是什么呢？
What is the relationship between the law and the gospel?
律法就像照明，使我们知道我们罪的那些机器。
The law is like a machine that illuminates us so that we know our sin.
你说医生啊，我要查我的身体。
You say, doctor, I want to check up my body.
医生都先 X-ray.
The doctor will say we have X-ray.
然后再到 CT scan.
And then CT scanner.
所以 ultrasound.
And then you
再用 MRI.
Use different kind of radiation.
还更新了一大堆的东西，我不会讲出来。
Or any new advanced machinery.
在新加坡你一定很清楚。
You are clear about this in Singapore.
新加坡是一个很先进的国家。
We are advanced society.
所以最贵的仪器、最好的东西。不久就马上运到新加坡来。
All the most advanced machinery are always here.
你们的医学、你们的医病是远远超过亚洲许多的国家。
Your medical science is far more advanced than many Asian countries.
你们只落后在美国、日本、德国、英国不多年的时间里面。
We are not very far away from England, Germany, America, and Japan.
是一个人进到 MRI 的机器。
When a person enters into MRI machine,
再出来
，and then come out again.
进到 CT scan 的机器。
Or CT scanning.
再出来
，and then come out again.
看到 X-ray 以后
，after looking at X-ray and coming out.
看到 ultrasound 以后
，ultrasound
再出来，他就拿了一大堆这个研究考察的结果在手里。
He will have all sorts of results of examination in his.
那么当查到他的肺的时候。
When you look at his
lungs, 他们这个到底是什么？
You look at this, what is this?
这里一个大的洞，
There's a big hole there,
这里好几个点。
Many dots there.
医生说你右肺烂一半，左肺一大堆 cancer 在里面。
The doctor will say there's cancer cells there.
所以呢，这个就照出来了。
And you can see that from the result.
那么照了以后呢？
After that,
你的反应是什么呢？
What would be your response?
我们可以想象几种的反应。
We can think of several responses.
第一种的反应是什么呢？
The first one.
不管照出来是什么，
No matter what happens,
反正我照了。
Since I already had my examination,
it
doesn't care what the result is.
进过这么高级的医院了。
Since I've gone through such advanced examination,
这些东西好像拿着博士文凭一样回家。
You can take the result as if you have a PhD and go home.
回到你家里的时候
，When you return home,
你就开始看不起乡下那些没有到过这种高级医院的人。
You will look down on people who have never been examined this way.
你看我有这些东西。
You say I have all these things.
照片里面一大堆东西，你没有。
You don't have all these. I have all these.
这些东西呢是最新最新的仪器查出来的。
This is from the most advanced machines.
你知道什么叫做 MRI 吗
？Do you know what is MRI?
他说我不知道。
That person was.
你知道什么叫 Ronson 吗
？Do you know what is Ronson?
我也不知道。
No.
Ronson 太深了 ，Ronson 大概我就知道比较浅。你知道什么叫做 CT scan 吗
？Do you know what CT scan is?
CT 我知道 ，CT scan 我不知道。啊，你什么都不知道。
You see, you don't know anything.
你是傻冬瓜。
You are quite an idiot.
所以你就看不起整个乡村的人。
And you look down on your village.
因为他们没有进过这样的医院。
Because they have never examined themselves.
他们没有亲眼看过这样的仪器。
They have never seen such instruments.
他们也没有这样的检查的果效。
And they don't have such results.
所以你每天拿出那些东西，周游乡村，好像博士游街一样的。
And you go to all the villages to show.
我有这些东西，每个人问那是什么？你就从头解释一次。
Everyone will ask you what this.
那是什么？你再。
啊，
你这傻瓜不知道，我告诉你，这个叫 MRI， 这个叫做
Ronson，
这个叫 Ultrasound， 这个叫做什么？就讲一大堆，讲完了以后还是一样病。
In the end, you are still sick.
你的病没有更好。
You have not recovered.
知识增加了。
But you have more knowledge.
你的经历增加了。
More experiences.
这是第一种反应。
This is the first response.
等下我讲完了，你知道我要讲什么了。
After this, you understand.
第二种的反应是什么？
The second response.
看了以后呢？
After this.
妈妈叫我查了。
My mother asked me to have examination.
我不管他查的结果是什么。
I don't care what the result is.
反正我已经查了。
But I fulfill my job.
我如果不去查，妈妈一直骂。
If I don't go, my mother will nag at me.
咳嗽这么久还不去查。
After you cough for so long, you need to be examined.
常常说痛这么久还不去查。
He said you have pain, you should be examined.
我告诉妈妈已经查了。
Now I tell my mother I've done it.
我不管查的结果是什么。
I don't care what the result is.
我已经尽了责任。
I have done my part.
那么以后这边我也不管。
I don't care what happened next.
反正人都会病吗？
Since we will all be sick.
反正人都会死吗？
All of us will die.
病的人 同样病查不查有什么不同呢？
What is the difference between an examination and not being examined?
就是查的人是比较有钱的人。
That is the person who get examined probably
不查的人是连查都没有钱的人。
And those who do not go for examination
查不查的不同在哪里呢？
What is the difference between examination and not?
查的人知道果效，不查的人不知道果效。
Those who are examined knows the result.
啊，所以他说，既然查了，妈妈问我怎么回答呢？
And this person says, since I've had examination, I'll answer my mother.
所以你就问医生这什么，那是什么？
And then you go ask the doctor, what are all these results?
医生告诉你，这是你已经快要第四期肺结核。
The doctor tell you this tuberculosis is the fourth stage.
啊，你的这个十二指肠有很大的毛病在里面。
There's lots of problems in your intestines.
还有你的血里面有哪一种 virus？ 一共七十八种。
78 type of virus in your blood.
全部你查出来，你知道。
You say, yeah, I understand.
知道怎么样？
After that,
知道就是这样。
And that's it.
所以知道跟不知道以前以后有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between knowing and not knowing?
就是分别在从不知道变成知道。
The difference is just knowing.
现在我知道了。
Now I know.
那知道了怎么办呢？
What do I do next?
我可以报告妈妈吗？
I can go tell my mother.
他问了，我可以告诉他是这样。
I will just.
那以后怎么办呢？
After that,
反正要死嘛。
Since I'm going to die,
每个人都会死嘛。
Every one of us.
所以这种乐观派的人不管不。不顾不问，查了又不再去医，就把这些东西丢掉了。
These are optimists and they just set the result aside.
这是第二种的反应。
This is the second result.
第三种的反应是什么呢？
What about the third one?
查完了以后，你问医生这是什么？
After the examination, you ask the doctor what is this?
你肺痨病。
This is your tuberculosis.
你这个有 cancer.
And cancer.
你还有这个病。
And also all kinds of diseases.
你看着医生。
And then you look at the doctor.
他讲一个，你气一下。
Every time he says that, you get more angry.
他再讲，你更气。
The more cases, you're more angry.
讲到你最气。
And then you get angry.
好，你就打他。
And then you hit him.
岂有此理！你把我的病都讲出来了，那我怎么见人？
How can I see other people when you tell
me? 你把我查出来，我怎么办？你知道下个月我要结婚吗？
Do you not know that I'm going to get married next month?
你毁掉我的前途。
You spoiled my
future. 我打死你。
So I will hit you.
你不但不是感激他。
Not only did you not give thanks.
你消灭他。
You want to destroy him.
你要把他干掉，
you want to get rid of
把他解决掉，
to get rid of
因为他妨碍你的前途。
Because he blocked
他查出你的病，
he found out your problem.
他看出你所有的毛病在哪里。
He see all your problems in life.
所以你被他暴露出来的时候呢，
After you've been exposed,
你爱自己，
you love yourself,
你最后就毁掉你自己。
In the end, you destroy yourself.
因为你对自己的面子的爱过于你对自己的健康的爱。
You love yourself more than you love your own health.
所以你就把这个把你报告出来、暴露出来的这个医生把他打死。
And you destroy the doctor that give you the news.
这是第三种的回应。
This is the third response.
第四种的回应是什么？
What about the fourth one?
医生啊，
you say doctor,
我既然就这么病了，怎么办？
What am I going to do with all this?
我是不是很危险？
Am I in danger?
医生说是的。
The doctor say yes.
你很危险，那我怎么办？
What do I do then?
医生说老实讲。
The doctor say honestly speaking,
你没有救。
You cannot be saved.
真的吗？
Is this the case?
我实实在在告诉你。
Truly, truly, I say to you.
你没有救了。
You are not.
那怎么办呢？
What do I do next?
你回去预备棺材。
Go back and prepare to die.
叫你的家人替你出那个白色的衣服。
Ask your family to prepare for your funeral.
预备好好。
Prepare.
随时随地你会去的。
You will go anytime.
去哪里？
Where do I go to?
医生说我也不知道。
The doctor say I don't know.
我自己都没有，还没有去过。
I haven't gone there before.
我怎么告诉你去哪里？
How can I tell you?
这就医生没有办法。照实告诉你。
The doctor cannot tell you.
讲完了以后怎么办呢？你就一直哭，一直哭，
then、
一直哭。
You keep crying then.
结果呢，就等死。
In the end, you wait to die.
这是四条路。
These are four different journey. The first one.
一个有知识而骄傲。
You are proud of your knowledge.
第二条。
The second one.
是什么呢？什么？知道了不闻不问不睬他。
You don't care about the result.
第三呢？
The third one.
是痛恨那些暴露你罪恶的。
You hate those who tell you the news.
第四是什么呢？
The fourth one.
是消极悲哀等死痛苦。
You wait for the pain of death.
这是律法的功用吗？
This is the purpose of the law.
这叫做律法的功用。
These are the purpose of the law.
这是律法的消极功用。
They're passive purposes.
因为律法暴露了我们的罪。
It exposes our sin.
律法给我们看见了我们的不行。
It helps us look at our own inadequacy.
律法给我们看见我们自己远远离开上帝。
Shows us that we are far away from God.
律法的消极功用就到这里。
The passive functions of the law is here.
那么当这个医生指出你的病在哪里的时候，
When the doctor shows you your problem,
就像先知告诉人违背律法抵挡神的结果是什么。
It's as if the prophet is telling you the consequences of your sin. And you kill the prophet.
这是第三个态度。
This is the third attitude.
第四个态度是什么？
The fourth one.
你没有办法。
there's no point.
你就等死。
And
承认你的错。
You accept your
我知道我是罪人。
I know that I'm a sinner.
我知道我的病很重。
I know I'm sick.
那么医生呢？怎么办呢
？What do I do then, doctor?
医生说你没有办法，我也没有办法。
The doctor said I can't do anything for you.
我和你是一样的。
I am the same with you.
所以我们会一同灭亡。
We will be destroyed together.
立法的功能到这里结束了吗？
Is the function of the law ended here?
保罗说不是。
Apostle Paul says no.
保罗说律法像迅猛的师傅，把人引到基督的面前。
The Apostle Paul says the law is like an enlightening teacher leading us to Jesus Christ.
有一个医生告诉你你没有用了。
Although a doctor says you have no chance.
那么你就问他。
You will ask the doctor.
医生啊
，Oh doctor,
你能不能医我
？Can you help me?
他说我不能医。
He will say no.
那你有没有明白或者认识哪一个医生能医我？
Then you will ask, do you know of anyone who can save me?
他说，照我所认识的，我的朋友、我的同学，我们一同毕业的，没有一个人能医你。
The doctor will say, I know no one that can save me.
那么在外国有没有人能医我
？What about out of country?
他说，我也不知道。
He says, I don't know.
我照我读的书都没有能医这种病。
From what I know, my research, there's no cure.
但是最近报纸听说有一些发明能够医你的病。
But it seems that there are news that there are new cure.
那医生呢？给我查查吧。
Then you say, Doctor, please check for me.
那种医法叫做什么
？What sort of cure is this?
那个能医的医生在哪里
？Where is this doctor then?
给我知道他的地址。
Let me know his address.
无论多远
，It doesn't matter how far.
是在 Mayo Clinic 也好
，In Mayo Clinic.
是在 Cleveland Clinic 也好
，Or Cleveland Clinic.
是在 Houston Clinic 也好
，Or in Houston.
是在 John Hopkins 也好
，Or John Hopkins.
在什么地方都好
，Wherever he may be.
我要花尽我的力量，卖掉所有的一切，我。坐飞机到那里去医他。
I will sell everything and then I'll fly there to be
cured. 如果你真的心有这样的心要被医治的话
，If you really want to be cured this way,
我替你查。
I will check for you.
因为现在有一个办法查到是过去从来没有的。
Because there's a way to check nowadays.
因为前几天报纸我也不知道放在哪里去。
Because I don't know where the newspaper is now.
大概可以查到。
I think I can do this.
所以就变成一线盼望来了。
Suddenly there's a real hope.
新的盼望来了。
A new hope.
在必死的人身上有盼望来了。
There is hope in death.
查什么呢
？What does
he check?
From the internet.
查到了
And then he
啊，那个医生在 Rochester。
The doctor is in Rochester.
在美国的 Minnesota。
Minnesota, America.
在那一州里面有这个医生。
In that state.
这个方法。
That method.
这个药。
That doctor, that medicine.
那么他就把它打出来了。
After that.
他说我是不能救你。
The doctor said I cannot save you.
但我可以介绍你。
But I can introduce.
最新的资料。
The new information.
是这个人。
This person.
是这种药。
This medicine.
是这种方法。
This curing method.
你去吧。
Go.
我写一封介绍信。
I have a letter of introduction for you.
L 医生
，this doctor
没有办法医他
，I cannot save this person，
把他介绍给你
，I introduce him to you，
G 医生
，to G 医
生，请 G 医生接受 L 医生的介绍
，and please accept my introduction，
所以 Doctor Law 没有办法 ，Doctor Gospel 有办法
，Doctor Gospel，
所以律法不能拯救的。福音可以拯救，你明白了
？That which the law cannot save, the gospel can save.
律法的功用不是完全没有。
This means that the law is not completely useless.
律法拯救人的能力是没有的。
But it does not have the power to save.
律法可以把人带到救主的面前。
But the law can bring a person towards the Lord.
这就变成一线的盼望。
There is a real hope there.
我现在前面讲了这么长的道理
After explaining it in detail,
就是要解释这几句话
I just want to explain these few verses.
你回头再读你就马上明白过来了
Now you will understand this immediately.
我们再来读第七章第十八节
Verse 18 again.
好我们再读一同来读一第十八十九节一二三先前的律例因软弱无益所以废掉律法原来一无所成就引进了更美的指望靠着指望我们便可以进到上帝面前再读一次一二三先前的条例因软弱无益所以毁掉律法原来一无所成就引进了更美的指望借着这个指望我们便可以进到上帝面前那这里就提到三件事
There are three things
第一
First one,
就是更美的指望
A better hope
第二
Second,
我们可以进到上帝的面前
We can draw near to God.
第三
Thirdly,
就是从律法引进这个指望的过程
The process of introduction by the law.
所以这样呢我们在律法里面完全没有办法医治自己的时候
When we are not able to save ourselves within the law.
我们现在得到一个新的盼望
We have a new real hope.
律法不是终结在哪里 律法是给人指引到另外一个新的这个层面里。
The law does not end there, but it leads us into a new direction.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以旧约结束的时候
，When the Old Testament ends,
告诉我们伊利亚还有再来。
It tells us that Elijah will come.
耶稣摩西要死的时候
，When Moses is about to die,
告诉我们上帝要兴起一个弟兄，一个先知像我。
It tells us that God will raise another prophet like me.
先知书，先知被杀以前
，Before the prophets are killed,
他们指出大卫的根要生出一个新的芽出来。
They pointed out that a new root will come from the root of David.
就是大卫的子孙要做王。
The descendant of David will be king.
弥赛亚要来到。
The Messiah will come.
所以整个旧约不是终结在哪里。
The Old Testament does not just end there.
旧约指出了一个这个盼望。
But it points us to a new hope.
所以呢，一个念旧约的人要念出盼望来，才不会死。
A person who reads the Old Testament must read of the hope so that he will
not die. 那么怎么能够看出旧约里面隐藏这些的盼望？
How do you find this hope in the Old Testament?
你就从新约的圣经才看清旧约讲什么。
The old way to do it is to see it from the New Testament.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
明白普遍启示的关键在乎对特殊启示的真正了解。
To understand common revelation, we must understand what special revelation is.
揭示旧约的钥匙是隐藏在新约的圣经的里面。
The key to explain the Old Testament is hidden in the New Testament.
先知所蕴含的，先知所已经包括的，所有的预言的里面隐藏的价值。
The value that is all hidden in the prophecy of the old prophets.
在使徒给我们的教训里面，给我们发现出来。
We discover all this in the teaching of the
apostles. 原来这事是这样成全的。
So this is how it is accomplished.
原来说成全那个字早就已经讲出来。
Or that it has been prophesied
way before. 透过使徒我们明白先知。
From the apostles we understand the prophets.
这就是为什么圣经有三次把使徒放在先知前面的这个原因。
This is why the Bible places in three times the apostles before the prophets.
上帝在教会里面所赐的。
The God has given to the church.
有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，还有教师。
From the apostles to the prophets, the evangelists and teachers.
为什么把使徒放在先知的前面？
Why was the apostles placed before the prophets?
上帝的教会里所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知。
God set within His church first the apostles, then the
prophets. 为什么使徒在前面？
Why were the apostles
placed before? 为什么先知在后面呢？
All the prophets behind.
我们是上帝家里的人。
We are in the family of God.
我们是建立在这个使徒同先知的根基上。
We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
耶稣基督做房角石。
With Jesus as the cornerstone.
这三次的次序都使我很受吸引。
These three order of things attracts me.
我会在国度教会侍奉的这个讲座里面很清楚地看到这些事情。
I speak about this clearly in the topic of the kingdom, the church and ministry.
在你们新加坡已经讲过了。
We have done this seminar in Singapore.
在一两个礼拜以后，我在台湾、香港讲。
Two weeks later, I will talk about this in Taiwan.
我要再分析这些次序的问题。
I want to analyze the order of things.
保罗没有讲错。
The apostle Paul was right.
保罗在次序上是非常清楚，知其先后。
He knows the correct order of things.
因为这是道的本体。
This is the essence of the word.
孔子只敢说知其先后，则近道也。
Confucius know that if you know the order of things, you are closer to the truth.
道的本体怎么不知先后？
Surely the truth in itself has the correct order.
使徒被记在的先知前面。
Your apostles are recorded before the prophets.
使徒的存在藏在先知的后面。
The existence of the apostles are behind the prophets.
旧约的先知才有新约的使徒。
First we have the Old Testament prophets, then the New Testament apostles.
在上帝的教会有机的架构里面。
But in the organic structure of the Church of God,
使徒是优先的。
The apostles is in the first place.
然后先知在告诉我们。
Followed by the apostles.
这是告诉明白使徒的教训，你才真正可以明白先知讲过的预言是什么意思。
This tells us that we must understand the teaching of the apostle before we can understand the prophets.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以认知新约是解释旧约的钥匙。
This is why we say the key to understanding the Old Testament is in the New Testament.
揭示普遍启示的总原则隐藏在特殊启示的里面。
To explain general revelation, we must know special revelation.
我相信当你们了解这些大原则的时候，
When you understand all these general principles,
你们不容易偏左偏右。
You will not be easily swayed.
你不容易随着异教之风飘来飘去。
You will not be influenced by extremes and the heretics.
当我们回到这段圣经的时候，
When we return back to the Bible,
律法有功用。
The law has its purpose.
但是在救人的事情毫无功用。
But in salvation.
律法有价值。
It has its value.
但是拯救的人的事情完全没有价值。
But not in the matter of salvation.
律法是长存的。
the law will exist forever. But when salvation comes, it must be abolished. It cannot save men. It can only point out sin. After the Jews accept the law, there are four responses. The first one was arrogance. They look down on other races. All other races were looked down upon. They thought they were the greatest. Because they have the living word of God. Prophets were given only to Israel. They thought they were first class citizens. And they were arrogant against all other people. The second response they had was that they were not. They were apathetic towards God. They only took care of their only life. They don't care about sin or the relationship between themselves and God. The third response they had, they persecuted and killed the prophets that exposed the sin. Dear brothers and sisters, and the last time of the Jews, they recognized their sin. They humbly waited for the judgment of God. And that's the end of
that.
But when John the Baptist appeared, when Jesus Christ came, both were born under the law. But they pointed men towards the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is near, repent. They preach about the kingdom of God. So that those who have true faith in the law understand the new hope. Thanks be to God. What is the second part of this new hope? The second part of the hope is to bring us nearer to God. What does it mean to draw near to God? We need to explain a long time about this actually. A person asked me the question, can the devil enter into the heaven? I asked, what do you actually mean? Where do you get this conclusion? The book of Job seems to indicate that Satan was among everyone in heaven. Since Satan came among the sons of God, they were queuing up and he came in. All of them were before God. Perhaps the gate was a bit open and he came in. And he was able to squeeze in. How can Satan and the angels appear together in front of God? What is your answer?
我说你的意思在上帝面前就是进天堂。
I ask, do you mean that in front of God means that we are in heaven? And he thought that something is wrong with the question.
好了，我不答了，我问你，你结婚了没有？
I ask, are you married?
他说我结婚了。
He said yes.
你结婚的时候，牧师怎么说？
When you are married, what did the pastor say?
是两位在上帝面前。
He says both of you in front of God
要结为夫妇。
Are married together.
那么那一天你进天堂了吗？
Does that mean that you are in heaven then?
你不，我进礼拜堂没有进天堂。
He says I'm in church, not heaven.
但是在上帝面前，对不对呢？
But it is in front of God.
你们两位站在上帝面前。
Two of you standing in front of God.
我现在给你证婚。
I am testifying to your marriage.
站在上帝面前什么意思？
What does it mean to be in front of God?
在上帝面前。
That means before you.
因为神是无所不在。
God is omnipresent. When you worship God, He is before you. It doesn't matter how you hide. Even if you do not want to worship Him, when God wants to seek after you, you will be before Him. There is no way to escape Him. We will explain about this here, and then we return
here.
The Bible says to draw near to God, not standing before Him.
进去了,
you are entering
这个就变成有着一步, 有一个脚, 这个行动, 有一个距离的速管的意思。
There is an action, a shortening of distance to come before God.
其实这一段圣经讲两次,
this is actually mentioned twice.
进到上帝面前,
first one is to enter before the presence of God. Verse 25,
okay. 来到上帝面前,
to come before God,
靠着他到上帝面前来的人,
those that come to him through him.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
你不能把这一节跟第四章第五章的分开来讲,
you cannot separate this from chapter 4 and chapter 5.
你不能把它跟第六章分开来讲,
or separate it from chapter 6.
特别在第六章最后的时候,
especially in the latter part of chapter 6,
我们很清楚地看到,
we clearly see
是他把我们带到幔子里面,
he was the one that brings us into the inner sanctuary.
我们把这个锚抛到幔子里面,
we had this hope and as an anchor for the soul.
也就是进到至圣所的意思,
that enters into the inner sanctuary.
所以律法人把能带到至圣所吗?
Can the law bring us into the inner sanctuary?
不能,
no.
律法把我们带到审判台的那些,
the law can bring us before the throne of judgment.
如果真的靠律法, 我们站在神的面前在至圣所里面,
but if by the law we stand before God in the inner sanctuary,
我们只是面对神的律法, 面对神的咒诅, 面对神的审判,
we can only face the curse and the judgment of God.
但是,
however,
如果我们到主的面前是靠着耶稣进来的话,
if we come before God by Jesus Christ,
那么在我们面前的神不是咒诅, 不是刑罚, 不是审判我们,
the God in front of us will not curse or judge us.
他变成施恩, 赦免, 拯救我们的神,
he becomes a God that saves us, that forgives us.
你还记得至圣所里面有一个东西叫约柜吗?
Can you remember that the ark is in the inner sanctuary?
你还记得约柜里面盖着的是两块法板吗?
The ark of the covenant has two tablets in there.
这不是预表律法吗?
Does this not mean that this law?
约柜上面是什么东西?
What is on top of the ark?
是赎罪盖,
it is the throne of grace.
不是盖罪,
it is not to cover sin,
是赎罪之盖,
but to forgive sins.
把那个律法的全能, 律法的咒诅, 用得胜的赎罪的能力把它遮住,
it covers the curses of the law with victorious grace.
赎罪盖又叫做什么呢?
What is this throne of grace?
叫做施恩座,
it is also, this is also covering of a sin. Thanks be to God.
靠着他有指望, 有更美的指望, 来到上帝面前,
from him we have a newer hope coming before God.
进到上帝面前的时候,
when we come near to God,
我们不是进到审判者的面前,
we do not come before the one who will judge us,
我们是进到施恩的主的面前,
but we come before the Lord of grace,
救赎主的面前,
the Lord of forgiveness and salvation.
当保罗明白这句话,
when the Apostle Paul understood
this, 解释这件真理的时候,
when he explained this truth,
他说, 那些靠着律法, 没有指望的人, 就在耶稣基督里面得着真正的生命。
They say that all of them who depend on the law without hope has new life in Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
那这位大祭司,
this great high priest,
他是把这个盼望赐给我们,
he gives us this hope,
把这条路开给我们,
to open this new pathway for us,
使我们可以进来在上帝面前站住,
that we can draw near before God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us,
给我们明白圣经的话语,
that we will understand his word,
清楚里面的架构,
to understand the structure,
程式,
the purpose,
功用,
the order,
关系,
the relationship,
使我们在这有机的认识里面,
that we have an organic understanding,
我们建立我们的信仰,
we can establish our faith.
下个礼拜,
next week,
我们的继续思想的基督为祭司跟地上的祭司,
we will continue to meditate upon the difference between Jesus.
我们今天就单讲到这个地方,
we're going to stop here.
我们,
difference between Jesus.
我们今天就单讲到这个地方,
we're going to stop here.
我们只有讲两三节的圣经,
we only finish a few verses.
下个礼拜我们继续讲下去,
we will continue next week.
我们大家一同再来读这几节的圣经,
let us read these verses again.
我们读第18, 第19节,
verse 18 and 19.
一二三, 先前的条例, 因软弱无益, 所以毁掉，律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠着指望，我们便可以进到上帝面前。再读一次，先前的条例因软弱无益，所以毁掉。律法原来一无所成，就引进了更美的指望。靠着指望，我们便可以 进到上帝的面前，律法的软弱，the
weakness of the law,
除了在这一段以外,
or other than this passage,
还有另外一节记载很清楚,
it's also recorded in another place,
就是罗马书,
that is Romans
第八章,
chapter 8,
第三节。
Verse three。
现在我们翻开这一节，做一点解释，就结束今天的聚会。
We are going to turn to Romans chapter 8 verse 3 and have an explanation。
把大家看罗马书第八章第三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 3。
我先读一次，也就大家一同开声来读。
I'm going to read this once and all of us together then。
罗马第八章第三节，律法既因肉体软弱，有所不能行的。上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了挽回祭，是肉体中定的罪案。我们大家一同来读，一二三。如今第三节，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，上帝就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉身中定了罪案。我们的肉体中有软弱，
we have weakness in our physical body，
我们不能行律法，
we cannot do the law，
而律法也因为我们软弱，
and because of our weakness，
它没有办法拯救我们，
the law cannot save us，
我们是软弱的，
we are weak，
律法何止不是软弱的，
the law itself is weak，
因为它是无能的，
because it has no power。
所以罗马书第八章告诉我们，我们软弱，律法不能做什么，律法也是软弱的。
The Romans chapter 8 tells us we are weak. The law cannot do anything because the law in itself is weak.
希伯来书第七章第十八节告诉我。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 18 tells us
这些条例是软弱无能。
These regulations are weak.
所以要废去。
And they ought to be set aside.
但是这不是终结。
But this is not the end.
因为上帝借着基督亲自成了血肉的身体。
Because through Jesus Christ, God Himself became flesh.
我们的肉身中也有软弱。
We have physical weaknesses.
耶稣在肉身中也受试探。
And Jesus was tempted in His flesh.
他为我们得胜了。
And He was victorious.
为我们成全了律法。
He accomplishes the law.
他为我们担当了律法的咒诅。
He bore the curses of the law.
所以他在肉身中定了罪案。
And He condemned sin in sinful man.
就拯救我们。
And saved us.
罪和律法的咒诅。
Because of that, we are liberated from the curses of the law.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿一切荣耀归给。
May all glory be to Him.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all stand up together.
十字架，十字架，又是我的荣耀，我重罪都洗清洁，唯靠耶稣宝血。再唱一次。十字架，十字架。